Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Jim Essien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Henderson catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Henderson. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kingman. Wilson moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Wilson scores. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Brett steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Akins goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 6-0, Royals. Dave Beard now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essien moves to second. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman bunts towards the mound. Splitterf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards second. White fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Concepcion covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Royals. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wathen takes first base on ball 4. Akins moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Akins scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. It's 10-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Jones now pitching. Rob Picciolo now playing left field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wayven hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas who is chasing the ball. Wayven reaches third base with a triple. Akins scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 12-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then scores. It's 13-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rance Mullinix now playing second base. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Splitterv covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Castillo pinch hits for Hal McRae. Manny Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing left field. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy is hit by the pitch. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Lacey now pitching. Mike Edwards now playing right field. Tony Armas now playing center field. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Willie Akins. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Picciolo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wayven hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-3 in the game. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klutz moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Newman reaches second base with a double. Klutz scores. Heath goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, Royals. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Newman moves to third. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman scores. It's 13-3, Royals. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullinix fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.